This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. My 13-year-old presented me with her quarantine bucket list the other day. It's her second. I, on the other hand, have done nothing ambitious. And yes, some degree of latitude can be given, I suppose, because these are weird times. Nevertheless, I saw a thing go by on Twitter the other day that made me smile a little bit, so we decided to put it on the radio. It's a short story and maybe some advice, too.
My name is Krista Vernoff, and I'm the showrunner for Grey's Anatomy and Station 19. Here's my Twitter thread. Tweet one. Listen, I did a thing today that I want to tell you about. I took a singing lesson for the first time in 20 years. I like to sing. I'm a pretty good singer. Tweet two. I took a lot of lessons in high school and college, and I was a singing waitress for a while and did some semi-professional musical theater in Portland, Oregon. Tweet three. So there's an argument that I did not need a singing lesson, and that is the argument I've gone with for the last couple of decades. But now there's a pandemic, and I often find myself wavering between intense anxiety and depression and despair. When I get too anxious, I can't write well or parent well, so I am actively looking for things that help to counter the brain chemicals that cause me pain. And there's a lot of neuroscience around singing releasing helpful brain chemicals. So I took a singing lesson. Tweet five. The teacher asked me what I hoped to accomplish, and I told him I've never been able to belt, and I did not believe that he would be able to help me belt, so I didn't really have a goal except to sing. Tweet six. And he told me about a whole new technique that has been invented since the time when I was last taking singing lessons. And I am here to tell you that inside that 1 hour lesson, I managed to belt like I never, ever thought I could belt. Tweet seven. I very nearly burst into tears. I didn't let myself because I wanted to keep going with the lesson and I worried I would scare the teacher, but my eyes were wet with tears of joy and wonder. And I have been joyful, bordering on giddy, ever since. Tweet eight. It's the brain chemicals. And it's the feeling of accomplishment. And it's the feeling of having been brave enough to try something new and risk failure. And the feeling of having successfully harnessed joy for even a little while amidst the insanity of this moment in history. Tweet nine. And I'm sharing this with you because there is so much messaging in the world that suggests that we should just feel miserable all the time because people are dying. Tweet 10. But our misery does not help the people who are dying, and it does not help the people who are trying to save the people who are dying. Doing things that lift us out of despair so that we can continue to be productive members of society and help and support each other does help. Tweet 11. So give money where you can and give time where you can and help everywhere and everyone that you can. And give yourself permission to sing or dance or learn something new. Tweet 12. There are all sorts of lessons for free all over the internet. I hope you do something fun and new or something you love and haven't done in a while. And I hope you tell me about it on this thread. And they asked me to sing a little, which I guess I'm going to do for you now. That's it. That's my frivolous, giddy thread.
Krista Vernoff, she's the showrunner for Grey's Anatomy and Station 19. Takes guts to sing on the radio. I did it once. Didn't end well. She's a screenwriter as well, Krista is. You can find her on Twitter, at Krista Vernoff, and you can find us there to tell us about a thread you'd like to hear at Marketplace.